This is Radio Energy News.
Good afternoon. My name is Bryce Donaldson and you're listening to EN4 News. It's 2 o'clock and here are today's headlines. Workers at the Dundee Michelin tyre factory were sent home this morning after being told that the company plans to close the plant. The French company plans to end production in Dundee in mid-2020, which will result in the loss of all 845 jobs based there. The decision was announced in a morning meeting today on what is the 46th anniversary of the factory's opening. John Reid, the manager of the Dundee factory, told the BBC that the decision was reached nearly a month ago. However, he said that it was never his intention for employees to learn of this news in the way that they did. All workers were sent home until Thursday. A search has been launched for a 15-year-old Edinburgh girl who went missing 4 days ago. Mia Ramsey was last seen near Old Dalkeith Road around 7:30 on Friday evening. She is described as a white girl of slim build, 5'6" with brown hair. She was last seen wearing pink pyjamas and a black parka jacket. Police are urging anybody with information to contact them on 101. Brexit campaign group Leave.eu and the insurance company belonging to its founder have been fined £135,000 for breaking privacy and data protection law. The UK's Information Commissioner, Elizabeth Denham, announced the fines this morning while giving evidence to Digital, Culture, Media and Sports Committee's fake news inquiry.
It is possible that those email addresses could have been used in other ways for political messaging and campaigning on Facebook.
Aaron Banks, the businessman and political donor behind Leave.eu, is already facing a criminal investigation from the National Crime Agency, who are looking into the source of his campaign finance contributors for potential criminal offences. Banks, a prominent Brexit campaigner, donated £8 million to Leave.eu in 2016, making him the biggest political donor in British history. This comes as Prime Minister Theresa May is meeting with her cabinet in order to secure support for a Brexit deal as negotiations with the EU come to an end this month. Voting is underway in the US midterm elections, where Americans elect representatives to the House of Congress and the Senate. Polling figures suggest that the Democrats are likely to take over the House of Congress. The Republicans have run what has been described by observers as a divisive campaign, focusing on immigration. Some of the US networks last night refused to run a Trump-sponsored ad, which they deemed offensive and racist. Speaking at a campaign rally event in the Midwestern state of Missouri last night, President Trump admitted that he sees the vote as a referendum on his presidency.
I mean, who ever even heard of midterms? I don't even know what it is. I've had a lot of people say, I don't know what midterm is, but now I'm watching every single minute and I'm going out to vote. But the key is you have to go out to vote because, in a sense, I am on the ticket.
In sport, Stuart Hogg has been called up to the Scottish rugby squad ahead of facing Fiji this weekend. He missed the opening match of the autumn tests against Wales due to a recent surgery, but has now been declared fit to feature. Fellow international WP Nell had this to say about his star teammate.
It's good to have that and players back in the squad. If you have Greek and Finn and all that, boys are all good, all experienced, but not just that, it's just they bring something different to the team and it's great to have them back.
English clubs Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur are in Champions League action tonight. Liverpool will be looking to extend their lead at the top of the table against Red Star Belgrade, and Tottenham are hoping to pick up their first win of the competition against Dutch side PSV. And England lead 321-8 in their first day test against Sri Lanka. England debutant Ben Foulkes inspired a comeback for the cricket team after an early slip-up. The five-day series is far from over though, as Sri Lanka will bat tomorrow.
This is Radio Energy. Travel.
We've had reports of slow-moving traffic down to one lane around Craiglockert due to gas pipeworks. Eastbound traffic along the M8 is now running well after the earlier incident has been cleared. All other routes are running as normal. And now for the weather. Around Edinburgh, it's mainly dry with some sunny spells, with temperatures reaching a high of 13 degrees. However, it's likely that we'll see some showers move in later on in the day. That's all for now. Join us again for the news at 3:30.
Hear it. Feel it. Listen again at www.radioenrg.net.